Recruiting 2018, three things to embrace and three things to avoid. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 77. Yes, it is a new year. Happy New Year to you. 2018 has arrived and I'm here with you too. It's hard to turn the page, isn't it? Well, for some of us, maybe we're looking forward to turning that page, and we are here. I'm going to give you something to embrace, three things to embrace this year, and also three things to avoid in your recruiting efforts. So we'll get to that in a moment. And welcome aboard. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And our sponsor of this episode is the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, my new book, A Complete College Recruiting Roadmap for High School Athletes and Parents. It's available on Amazon, of course, and it's an ebook. It's also paperback, and it's also an audiobook. You can find the audiobook on Amazon and also on Audible. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. And you can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. And speaking of my website, go ahead and get your freebie. It's a free chapter from my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. So grab that and see if you like it, see if it helps, and dig into that as well. Yep, 2018, are you ready? Everybody is telling you, oh, you got to set goals. Oh, do you have your resolutions down? Oh, this, oh, that. You got, if you don't do it, then you're not going to succeed. And you get all tired of that, right? I said all that in 2017. I got you ready for 2018. In fact, the last two episodes, episode 75 was The Secret to Getting Recruited, Choosing the Right School, and Getting the Best Offer. And my most recent episode, number 76, Leaning into Your Strengths to Get Recruited. Both of those were designed to set you on the right path for 2018. But I'm not going to talk about goals here. I'm not going to talk about resolutions, because we hear enough of that. I'm going to give you something that you can, from just kind of clear your mind as we get into this, because I want you to have a fresh perspective on 2018. Yeah, I do want you to set your goals, but how about a fresh perspective to get things started? So that's why I've entitled this Three Things to Embrace, Three Things to Avoid. I chose the word embrace because these three things are ones you want to wrap your arm around, wrap your mind around, your emotions, your actions. Yeah, you got to embrace these things if you want to get 2018 not only off to a good start, but be successful this year. Lay in that strong foundation. Are you ready? Let's get right into it. Number one, first thing you need to embrace is your dream. I'm speaking both to parents and athletes. I'm speaking to parents because you need to discover what your athlete's dream is. Is this scholarship dream really something they're passionate about? Or parents, is it something you're passionate about? Have that discussion. Find out what your athlete's dream is and embrace it. Help them embrace it. Don't let anybody take it away. Athlete, don't let anyone take away your dream. What do you want to accomplish this year? No matter what year you're in, maybe you're just getting started in high school and that scholarship down the road is a long way off. Well, if that's something you want, go ahead and embrace that. If you aren't committed to it volitionally, emotionally, if you're not committed in those levels, how in the world are you going to get there? You really got to have that dream and embrace it. So what is your dream? What is your vision? What do you want to see yourself a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 3 years from now? Please embrace it. You have to. You have to, because that will set your sights are set down the road, and it'll make a difference in how you act this month, this quarter, this year. So embrace that dream. Second thing for you in 2018, another thing to embrace in the recruiting effort this year, I want you to embrace this fact that it's up to you. It's up to you. Yeah, I'm a believer that by God's grace we're here, that we have athletic ability, and it's by His grace that scholarship will come. Or if He's got us on another path, He'll take us that way too. But when I say it's up to you, I mean in those things that you can do to pursue your athletic scholarship. And what I mean is, don't leave it up to other people. I just mentioned the fact that you need to embrace your dream. Well, man, you're the one with something at stake. You as an athlete, you as a parent. So it really is up to you as a family to pursue the athletic scholarship. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. You have to take the initiative. Man, you're getting tired of me saying that, aren't you? I say that a lot. Well, I mean that. And I mean that also on an ongoing basis. Taking the initiative, not only just to get started, say to contact coaches, but to continue that contact, to be pushing and pushing and pushing. Every day is a new play. And you need to push. You need to take the initiative. Don't let up. It really is up to you. Nobody is going to do the work for you. You have a lot at stake. You care more than any outside party. You care more than any other family about this athletic scholarship, about doing the recruiting thing right. It is up to you. Take responsibility. Don't turn that over to somebody else. Don't make excuses. It really is up to you to prepare as an athlete. It's up to you to prepare in this recruiting process. It's up to you to do the things that are necessary. There's responsibility and there's work involved in this. And it's up to you, parent and athlete, to work together. Yeah, work together. This isn't a solo job. This is something you got to do together. It's up to you to make sure you do all this together. So you complete the sentence. It's up to you, dot, dot, dot. Complete that sentence. I've already completed it a few times for you, but what does that mean to you that it's up to you in recruiting in 2018? The third thing that you need to embrace, remember, not just try out, but embrace, just like the first two. The third thing is the attitude and strategy of an athlete. You are in a unique position because what you're doing in recruiting and pursuing the scholarship runs parallel to the attitude and strategies that you have as an athlete, as a sports family. Use those things that you have learned as an athlete, as a family, in this whole sports world, and apply it to your recruiting efforts. There's so many things that are transferable. The fact that you have to stick with it. The fact that you do have a goal. The fact that you do train. You learn how to do things better. The fact that you do work hard. The fact that you're learning how to work smarter, because it's not always the one that works harder that's victorious in competition. Oftentimes, and a lot of times, it's the one that works smarter. Take these things that you've learned as an athlete and a sports family and apply them to recruiting because they fit. They go well together. They run parallel. Think about all the things, character qualities, actions that you take, other things that make you a great athlete and make you a great sports family. What are those things? Take those and use them in your recruiting 2018 in your scholarship pursuits. So those are three things to embrace in 2018 in your recruiting. Embrace fully your dream. Secondly, embrace the fact that it's up to you and take responsibility. And third, embrace the attitude and strategy of an athlete. Now, along with these, I want you to know that you have to get resourced. You've got to get resourced. You've got to have the tools. You can have a dream. You can have the attitude that it's up to you. You can have the attitude and strategy of an athlete. But man, you need something that will get the job done. Just as an athlete, you need to have the tools to get the job done. You need to have the tools to get a job done in recruiting as well. So pick those tools, whether it's my book, whether it's the Recruit Me system, whether it's Athletic Scholarship University. I'm not saying you have to take my stuff, but man, take stuff that's proven and works. You may know some already. You're probably using some already now. If they work, use them. If they don't work, don't use them. Walk away from them this year and use those tools that will work. You got to have good tools and resources in order to get that scholarship, in order to do well in recruiting, in order to go along with those three things I just shared with you that you need to embrace in 2018. Get resourced. Tools, the right people you can work with. You may need a hitting instructor. You may need a tutor in school. You may need another person to come alongside you. That's a tool. It's not always the inanimate objects that are the tools. It may be a person. Let's turn the other side and look at three things you need to avoid in the few minutes that we have left here. Here's what I have for you of three things you need to avoid in 2018. The first one is this: high-priced recruiting services. High-priced recruiting services. I'm a believer that any family, they put their mind to it and they have the tools and there's a talented athlete that you can get the scholarship and you don't have to pay big bucks to get there. If you're willing to learn and use the tools, you can do it on your own. You don't need to pay high-priced recruiting services. You have the best interests of your athlete in mind in this huge, huge journey, this huge, huge decision you'll be making at the end, this huge part of life. So why turn it over to somebody else? Please, you can do it yourself. And my goal is to empower you. That's what I do through these podcasts, empower you. That's what I do through the tools that I give to you. I don't do it for you. That's something I do not do. I'm not a consultant. I am not a service. I don't do it for you because I believe that you should do it yourself. So please avoid high-priced recruiting services. Coaches, college coaches, don't like them anyway, for the most part. They listen to you, not the services, not a third party. Here's a second thing that you need to avoid. And this one is obvious, but you know, we're searching for ways to do things right. We're asking people for their help, their wisdom. Well, the second thing you need to avoid this year is bad advice. Bad advice. How can you tell good advice from bad advice? Well, see how someone's advice stacks up with other research you've done, other things that you've heard. If it's way out in the left field, it's probably not good advice. Secondly, it's who you're getting the advice from. Is this the advice of somebody who's gone through this process and has succeeded? Or is it somebody who's struggling and coming and asking for answers themselves? They don't have the answers, but they seem like they're giving advice and they are giving advice, but it's not good advice. So avoid bad advice. Look at the source of the advice and counsel you're getting and make sure it's solid. Make sure it's from somebody who has won. The third thing that you need to avoid in 2018, and some of you are going to get these, and that is early signing offers. Early commitment offers. Early signing offers aren't bad. There's, in most cases, two signing periods. You have your early, and then you have your regular signing period. So if you can if you want to go with the early signing period, go ahead and do that. But I'm talking about these verbal commitments. These verbal commitments. Don't do it. Don't do it. They do not hold any water. Unless it's in writing, the school can back out. The coach that you made the commitment to verbally may not even be there a couple years from now. So avoid those early commitment offers, those verbal offers. Please, please avoid those. I know it's inviting. I know you'll hear some things that you think this is great. Now I've got all this recruiting stuff done with. I can concentrate on the rest of my schooling. Parents, you can breathe a sigh of relief, but that's not true. There's so much that can happen, and these are not binding offers. Please avoid them like the plague, these early verbal commitments. And there you have it. So avoid high-priced recruiting services in 2018. Avoid bad advice. And third, avoid these early verbal commitments. Don't go for it. Hope that's helpful for you in 2018. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, let me know. Any comments, tell me about your story so far in your recruiting experience. Advice that you may have from your experience that's good advice because it's working. And I'll pass that along to our audience. You can write me at john@recruitme.com. Make sure you go to my website, recruitme.com, to get the chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. It's a free first chapter. I want to offer that to you today. Well, that's it. First episode of 2018, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.